Chapter 5. Not just sword lovers, but people in general regard the swords of Muramasa as bad swords with evil powers. This is simply a failure of imagination on the part of the public. Originally, the sword was a divine object filled with fire, water, iron, wood, and earth, in other words, the five elements of energy, and even though it is a tsurugi that is protected and pacified the country, or a tsurugi that is a living person, it is not something that can be expected to bring evil or calamity upon the owner. The legend of Muromasa's evil swords began after the emergence of the Edo Jidai, and is something that was born because ill fortune followed ill fortune upon the Tokugawa Kei. The grandfather of Ieyasu, Jirosaburo Kiyoyasu, was slain at the age of 25 by a katana made by Muramasa. His son Nobuyasu also received a serious wound by a drunk with a wakizashi made by Muramasa. Finally, Ieyasu himself cut his hand at Miyagazaki in Suruga with a kogatana made by Muramasa. For Ieyasu, this meant that the death of his grandfather, the maiming of his father, and his own cutting were all done one after the other by works of Muramasa. It is not unreasonable to surmise that the swords were evil, and it is not unreasonable that during the Edo Jidai, when the Tokugawa Kei was all-powerful, that the story of the Muramasa swords became popular. This was very unfortunate for Muramasa's heirs, who were unable thereafter to find buyers for his swords among the daimyo who curried favor with the Tokugawa Kei in the Edo Jidai. It is understandable that many popular novels and no plays dealt with the legend of the evil swords, and the circumstances were that the feeling of the evil swords of Muramasa permeated the public consciousness. Inevitably, among the daimyo and buge, military families, who harbored animosity towards the Tokugawa Kei, there was a tendency for them to like and keep swords made by Muramasa. These were, beginning with the Sanada Kei, the Fukushima Kei, and such, the people who had a feeling of deep obligation to the Toyotomi Kei of Osaka, and included the patriots of Satsuma and Choshu of the Sonoha, Restore the Emperor faction, and Tobouha, anti-Tokugawa faction. In their attempt to overthrow the Tokugawa Bakufu, they favored the Muramasa swords, which were said to have an evil influence on the Tokugawa Kei, and tried to use them to advance their cause. In the fourth month of Meiji Gannen, 1867, Katsu Yasuyoshi came to Satsuma Yashiki in Mita to discuss the surrender of Edo Castle. Saigo Takamori, who sat opposite him, held a heavy gunsan, war fan. Inside this gunsan was a Morohazukuri Tanto by Muramasa. The gunsan is made of iron, inlaid with silver where the fan paper is inserted in the fan, and on the back is a Chinese poem sketched by Fujita Toko. This Chinese poem is probably based on the tradition of a song sung by Keika when, in the vicinity of Ekisui, he assassinated Shikote, first emperor of the Qin dynasty, China, 221-206 BC. The contents of the Muramasa and this poem were together a very positive statement of his opposition to the Bakufu, and are articles left behind which graphically show the honor and dignity of Daisaigo. However, in reality, the reputation of the swords made by Muramasa for being exceptionally sharp is an actual fact. The Yakiba epitomizing keenness, combined with the terrible clarity of the Ji and Ha, may in themselves have given rise to the stories about them being evil. It is said that they cry in the night for blood, driving the owner to murder. Moreover, Muramasa's terrible end, and the murder of his four apprentices provide further proof, if any were needed, that his blades were cursed. In 1368, the swordsman Udo, contending with the swordsman Oji for the hand of a young lady of the Gozen family, commissioned Muramasa to forge for him a remarkable blade. The page, and the narrative stopped there.